Kishem Hashem Ekra Havagodel Okeinu, the Ramban learns out there's a mitzvah in our Torah of Birkas HaTorah. That could be a machlokas, the Ramban versus the Ramban, perhaps, on whether Birkas HaTorah is a mitzvah in our Torah. But clearly, the Ramban writes, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havagodel Okeinu. So, and we know we make different brachas, so it's actually a machlokas in the Rishonim, whether it's two or three brachas, whether Vaharevna is a continuation of the first bracha or it's a second bracha. Amay nafkamina is, among other times, is Leil Shavuos, if you stay up all night and you're listening to someone else's bracha, the answer, Amen, before Vaharevna or after. So if you hold it to separate bracha, so then you may enter Amen. But if it's a part of the first bracha, you may make it to the end. So, in fact, this machlokas fits into, there's a pshaf in the Degel Machaneh Ephraim, and the Gemara says, what Alma of the Arech, will Baruch Hu bracha tchila, that didn't make a Birkas HaTorah before Pashas, it means before they learned. So the Degel Machaneh Ephraim says, no, Shavuot Baruch Hu Bracha Tchila, the Bracha V'Harevna, they didn't make a Bracha on the sweetness of Torah. But the reason why you should be learning is for the Geshmak of the learning, like the Kobo explained by the meaning of having dairy. He quotes a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, I believe, about honey, Cholav Advash, that your Torah should be like honey and davash, nice and sweet. And that's why we have dairy. And that's why the famous pshat of the Igli Tal in his Hagdama, when he talks about what's Amelos Batorah. Amelos Batorah isn't, not that it isn't, but it's not the Iker, isn't like struggling with things you don't like learning. It's the looking up this. I mean, that could be part of it. But his nakuda is, of course you need hard work, but the nakuda is the geshmak of learning, is the avana, is the understanding. That's the highest level. Don't force yourself to learn something else, something you don't like and you're not enjoying. You're not going to be matzliach. You'll be matzliach if you learn things that are enjoyable when I give a geshmak. In fact, that's why the Taz points out, we have a klal mitzvahs rav lahanos nednu. So therefore, even if I took a neder not to get hanah from someone and he's the baal taki, I could get hanah because mitzvahs rav lahanos nednu. But if I took a neder not to get hanah and I want to listen to the person shir or sefer, I can't, because even though mitzvahs rav lahanos nednu, but talmud torah lahanos nednu, and therefore that's the whole geshmak of learning, is to do things for the as we say, lech lecha, lehanoscha. For everyone to be matzliach, he has to go ahead and feel the geshmak. And that's what the, so it is, as we come near the Yontif of Shavuos and prepare for Matan Torah, we have to realize it's the havana. It's the understanding that it's the parts of Torah that we enjoy. Obviously, you have to learn everything, and you have to know different basics. But it's the hana, it's the geshmak of learning that makes the Talmud Torah so powerful.